Good morning, Mike Broomhead. Did you swim in?
I actually had to. It felt like I was swimming into the studio this morning. It was definitely wet, and I'm anxious to hear what the traffic reports are all morning. Thanks, Jamie. Welcome to the show, everyone. Appreciate you spending some time with us. There is so much happening that we need to discuss, obviously, starting with the primary elections. We're going to keep you updated on the conditions of the roads, more storms maybe today. So keep it locked here to KTAR News. We start off with this primary election. Here's where things get a little sideways for me. First of all, we'll talk about where they are, the races. There wasn't much of a change last night. We were expecting a big drop last night of votes, and it wasn't really that big of a drop. So I guess we're going to wait until a little bit later on today. We may have more numbers come in and see where these leads are. Kerry Lake has increased her lead by a very, very small margin. So we'll see how this all goes. So I want to talk about some of these races as they turn into general elections. It's been a lot of what we've talked about. But yesterday, the people in the government, the leaders in Pinal County were speaking out. And I want you to hear, this is Ken Volkmer, and I want you to hear him talking about what's happened in Pinal County and what was the cause of it.
Look, it's human error. The Secretary of State attempts to help all of the various election directors, and they give us some formulas to calculate and ideas that we should think about when we're calculating the number of ballots we need to order. Specifically, they tell you to look at past elections. They look at voter turnout. There are all of these numbers, but ultimately, and they tell you there are all of these additional factors, and it comes in their guidebook. And then you have to take it, and you have to compile that information. You have to use some deduction, some reasoning, and then you have to make estimates based on what those numbers are. Quite frankly, we underestimated.
Underestimated. One of the polling places ran out of ballots in an hour. I mean, there's what you underestimate is one thing. Running out of ballots in an hour is a completely different thing. Again, I'm not in the business of throwing people under the bus or kicking people when they're down, but I was listening to some of what was said yesterday, and I thought, you know, you are going to be upsetting more people than you're making happy right now. So this is more of what he had to say. By the way, he's the county attorney. He's at the county attorney's office in Pinal County.
There were more people that showed up than we thought were going to show up. There were more people that came and what we call spoiling their ballots, or came in and had an early ballot, and because of the confusion came, said, you know what, I don't want to use these ballots. Can I just get a regular ballot? Now, we don't know how many people did that, but we do have reports. We know that that was happening. That's not something that happens very often. It's not what we expected. Normally, spoiled ballots are, I spilled my coffee on my stupid ballot. Can you give me a new one? So we had those issues. We also had an unanticipated number of independents who came in and chose to vote as a Republican. So as an independent, you have the ability to say, I want a Republican ballot or I want a Democrat ballot. We had a disproportionate number say they wanted a Republican ballot because of how high priority it was. So what you had is you had this confluence. We also have had almost a 10% increase in our population in the last couple of years since our last election.
Well, you knew your population when you started printing ballots, right? This is a complete and unmitigated disaster in Pinal County. And are they going to get rid of their head of elections who was new to the job? I hate seeing people lose their job. I don't advocate for people being fired. But you've got what is the most watched election in the country in Pinal County. Well, in Arizona, Pinal County being one of the 15 counties. You are one of the most, because of what happened in 2020. You've got people that believe the election was stolen in 2020, and it looks like it's close to a clean sweep for all of those candidates, including a Secretary of State candidate, including a gubernatorial candidate. And in the midst of all of that, you already had warning signs that you were getting it wrong by the way your ballots were printed and mailed out in early voting, where there were some candidates who were supposed to be on in some areas and they weren't. And then those candidates weren't supposed to be on in other places and they were. Then you had to put orange lines or whatever it was on ballots and send out a second ballot. I was getting messages from people that didn't get a second ballot. So did their first ballot count? Could they walk in and get a second ballot? It was a disaster. There's a difference between giving reasons and making excuses. There is a huge difference in that. There was a lot of excuse making yesterday. I don't know how many times it was said from the podium, we're all human. We all make mistakes. So what are you saying? Are you telling the public to back down in their criticism because everybody makes mistakes? I make a lot of mistakes. But if I'm in charge of something as important as the election for my county and I am this disastrously low, and now they're saying, well, they're going to do an investigation and they may make a change in their elections department before November. If I were the person who were running the elections in Pinal County, I would have resigned in shame. I would have left. I would have apologized myself. I would have gone to the podium and say, I'm in way over my head, apparently. I wanted to do a good job. And apparently I didn't. So in the best interest of the citizens of Pinal County, I'm going to resign my position and I'm going to let them hire somebody that knows what they're doing. And, you know, I don't get animated like this very often, but there is a potential here. We still don't know what's going to happen in the gubernatorial race. We still don't know. All indications are it's leaning toward Kerry Lake, but it's still less than 2%. It's about 1.5 points is the difference. And if it turns out to be close, really, really close, you're going to have all eyes and all lawyers in Pinal County. And it's the last thing we need in the state is after, and I was the one who talked about the audit. I didn't like the way the audit was done. And I was telling election deniers that they need to focus on 2022. Well, now they are focused on 2022. And there are legitimate reasons to be upset with what happened in Pinal County. And this is the kind of thing, as when we talk about elections and early voting, I always say early voting's not going anywhere. Arizona loves it. Lots of people vote early. People like to mail in their ballots. Now, I don't know why people mail in their ballots very, very early. There's no way in my mind that you know a month ahead of time in every single race. But there are people that do. I just couldn't do that. I go to the polls because I want to wait and make my decisions. I want them to be informed decisions. And I do it on election day, just in case. What if something comes out the day before? Whatever. But we have early voting and people are not going to stop doing that. But when you have this kind of human error, one of the polling places ran out of ballots in 1 hour. 1 hour. There was a polling place that I was told that had three poll workers. One of them had zero training. Zero training. There were other areas where people that worked for the employees of the county had to go and man polling places because they didn't have the people they needed. There was not one aspect or area of this election in Pinal County that was run the right way. Fortunately for them, and with the exception of very few races, none of them are that close. And if they are very, very close, now you got to start digging in because there are people that believe that some of this is intentional. So when you have people that already are doubting the validity of elections or the veracity of elections, and then you have something like this happen, which I completely believe is human error. I think that whoever they have in charge of elections there completely dropped the ball. We've seen this happen before with people that get elected to positions or appointed to positions, and they're not able to do the job. They're inept. And I want all of you right now that are at work this morning, and if you are an employee, I want you to think, if you made a mistake this bad, if it was just an oversight, not an incapability of doing the job, just you just didn't do a very good job, would you still have a job? Do you think you would continue to be employed? Would your employer continue to pay you if you had done this? So back in Maricopa County, when this happened in Maricopa County, and it wasn't about mail-in ballots or not enough ballots at polling places, 1 year, Maricopa County, again, the only county that it happened to, miscalculated the number of places, both polling places they would need, and people waited, myself included, hours to vote. Hours to vote. And it wasn't just how bad it went. And I would say that the former county recorder who was in charge then, she did an interview with, I think it was Fox 10, and she blew the interview. What she said in the interview made people angrier than the mistake itself. And I don't know how anybody else felt about what happened yesterday in Pinal County with this press conference, but when they keep saying over and over again, we're all human, we're all human, we are all human. And when you make a big mistake like this, you leave. You don't hide and let somebody else speak for you. And I just feel bad for the people of Pinal County and anybody that's got to deal with this fallout. We are going to let you hear a little bit more from some experts about the Inflation Reduction Act. What is happening with this and where people are economically? Is this all a good idea? We'll talk about that coming up in just a moment. Thanks for being here. As always, we appreciate you spending some time with us on the show. Jobless claims climb again, hovering near an 8-month high. Now, I'm pretty fair. I'm not screaming recession and layoffs, and it's happening. There are some that are happening. Walmart is laying off executives right now. Jobless claims have climbed a little bit. So we have to take a realistic look. In my opinion, you have to take a realistic look at where you are all the time. And a lot of times it's not fun. Let's be honest. If you are taking a look, if you want to be great, you've got to pick apart your imperfections. If you think you're perfect, if you think you're right where you need to be, you're probably fooling yourself. And that's in every aspect of life. Every good business I know of, when they undertake something, a project or anything, when it's over, there's a debrief and a review. How could we have handled this better? What did we do well? Let's celebrate the victories. And what can we do better? What we're hiding from in this country right now, and once again, you've got, you know, Wikipedia not allowing people to change, not allowing people to change the definition of recession because the White House has now changed their definition of recession. You look at that and you think, that to me is the biggest issue. It's when you can't win within the rules, let's change the rules. Those kinds of things are detrimental. You're not fixing anything. So jobless claims are climbing. U.S. household credit card debt surged up 13% as cost of living surges. Headlines, without a fiscal responsibility, U.S. headed for worse economic crisis. So a couple of things that you need to hear. I want you to hear CNBC, John Kernan, talking about the, what they call it, the Inflation Reduction Act, and asking the question, doesn't it just make you laugh that that's what they're calling this?
So then what are we doing now? And when you hear that they named it the Inflation Reduction Act, do you just laugh out loud? I mean, do you know how Washington works? But do you see the sort of irony in tacking on another $700 billion with tax increases and spending involved? Does that in any way look like an inflation reduction bill to you? Are you for it?
I think there's a study out of Penn that tries to evaluate the inflation.
They've already thrown that out and said that's
inflationary.
They don't believe it.
But I did look at the Committee for Responsible Budgets retort.
Another thing they throw out is.
But basically, I would say those numbers are small. So whatever effects are coming through those channels are very small.
So what's the point here? And we've got a tale of two things happening right now. And this is when they try to get things done in D.C., this is what happens. Senator Sinema said she wants to change aspects of the legislation before she'll sign off on it. So she wants some things to change. According to this, she wants to get rid of language narrowing the so-called carried interest loophole, which allows investment managers to pay lower taxes, and it's not considered part of their ordinary income. According to the report, cutting that provision would eliminate $14 billion of the bill, bill's $739 billion projected income. So she also wants to add roughly $5 billion in drought resiliency funding. And they say, will they go with it? But now on the other side of this, Bernie Sanders said this.
This is legislation which has some good and important provisions pertaining to energy efficiency and sustainable energy, but at the same time provides massive giveaways to the fossil fuel industry, whose emissions are destroying the planet.
So there's Bernie Sanders again. This is going after the fossil fuel industry. So just as average Americans, and I don't know how much the average American is reading into any of this stuff. I'll be honest with you. When you're a working family, it's easy for me. You know, you live alone. You do this for a living. This is what I do. I read these stories. I have conversations with people that are a lot smarter than I am on the topic. But we are going after the fossil fuel industry when fuel prices are through the roof and we're finally seeing some relief in gas prices, and you're going to go after that industry. What do you think is going to happen? We're going to talk more about this as the morning goes on. Gatos joins me in a moment, and it's our Big Q poll question of the day, so please stick around for it.
The Gatos Big Q poll question, brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers.
Hey, good morning, Gatos.
Hey, good morning. It's kind of a mess out there.
Yeah, it is. It's good for you. You're not going to have to drive in it. It'll be probably much, much more cleaned up by the time you roll in.
It's very nice that, when you do afternoon drive for all these years, 15 years or something, you skip getting to the radio station at 7 or 8. You never have to really deal with the traffic, which is very, very nice. But, yeah. I mean, there's some flooding. It is a mess out there. There's no doubt.
I usually get here before 6, and there's not a lot of traffic, but there was flooding all over the roads this morning. It was 32nd Street was underwater when I was driving on it.
Yeah. And the highways, too, you get all that water, under the bridge, on the side of the road, and a lot of people are trying to get to work. And, I think it started raining about 4 in the morning or 3 in the morning.
Yep.
So crazy. You want to hear the cue?
Absolutely.
All right. It's a very interesting cue because we have the election, and now it is mostly over. We're waiting for the final results. Looks like Carrie Lake is going to win. For Arizona, are the Arizona MAGA candidates who won their primaries too far right to win in November? This is a real problem. I mean, I really like Karen Taylor Robes, and I would have voted for her all the way through. But when you look at it, I mean, Arizona nominated a bunch of election deniers. And that's really, really scary to me, because I think if you're an election denier, you are not capable of running anything. I don't know what world you live in, but it's not the one that most of us live in. So I'm very, very concerned. And, we had less than 30% of registered voters go out. And now we've got a bunch of garbage to look at when we're voting. And it's very, very concerning. I think it's too far right, Mike. I think a lot of people are going to vote for Democrats. I mean, Democrats have done nothing to deserve to hold on to power. And I think a lot of independents are going to be like, there's no way I'm voting for Fincham or Lake. It's just too far right. And I know a lot of moderate Republicans, they're furious with what they're looking at here. And I'm sure you're getting the same thing.
Yeah, I'm hearing the same thing from a lot of people. Concerns of whether or not they can gain the independent vote that they're desperately, both sides are going to need. And that's a great question. I mean, it really is the question that will answer a lot of things moving forward as we move through this primary. So it's a great question as always, man.
Hey, come pick me up. I'm scared to drive in the rain.
I will. I'll send a car.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Gatos. The BQ poll question today brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. We're going to talk about crime and punishment in a few moments and how bad it's getting in New York.